Eric Purrington, portfolio manager at Aberdeen, is here, and we're talking private market investments for infrastructure now on The Navigator. This is The Navigator, where we talk about all-weather active investing and plotting a course to financial success with the help of closed-end funds. The Navigator is brought to you by the Active Investment Company Alliance, a unique industry organization that represents all facets of the closed-end fund industry, from users and investors to fund sponsors and creators. If you're looking for excellence beyond indexing, The Navigator is going to point you in the right direction. And today, we're talking with Eric Purrington, who's responsible for private market investments for the Aberdeen Standard Global Infrastructure Fund. That's ticker ASGI, and he manages Aberdeen's four energy and natural resources private funds. You can learn more about the firm at aberdeen.com, which is A-B-R-D-N, aberdeen.com, and more about ASGI by making it A-B-R-D-N-A-S-G-I.com. To learn more about closed-end funds, business development companies, and interval funds in general, go to AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. Eric Purrington, welcome to The Navigator.
Yeah, great to be here, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with one basic and then one explanation. Sure. Infrastructure is something that you could make a case, heck, I could make a case, that everybody needs. But I want to hear your case for why we want infrastructure now. And then on top of that, what I really want is the case for why private infrastructure investments now.
Happy to cover those points. As you can probably tell by my voice, infrastructure really is my passion. I've been working in the field in one way or another since 2009, and I even wrote one of my college undergraduate theses on infrastructure. It's really something I think about and care about. So I think your question was, one, why infrastructure now? And two, why private market investment in infrastructure? And I think, honestly, there's a similar answer to both of them, but I'll spend a little more time on the second because that's when the investor's choice comes in. Here in the U.S. and in most places, a significant part of infrastructure investment comes from the public sector. And I think, essentially, the key to infrastructure, both from what the public sector is trying to achieve with their tax dollars and what private investors are also trying to benefit from, is essential services supporting the community. This works a little bit differently in different communities and different countries, but that's the essential nature of it, that services and really assets, and that's what we like to focus on, supporting the community, often those with long operational life, and as such, can be expensive to develop and pay for. Now, let's handle the second part of that. The second part of that is why private market investment. And I think that's a little bit of a different and maybe more interesting question. Like I said, the public side of infrastructure is often paid for with our tax dollars through tax-exempt bonds and bills like the infrastructure bill that was passed 2 years ago. And also there's essential infrastructure components of the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, on the private side, we have a choice. We can invest in fixed income or equities. But why is infrastructure really should be part of any investor's portfolio? And that's something I like to think of a bit differently. When we think of infrastructure, we think of things. We think of assets, right? Airports or ports or toll roads or gas pipelines. But really, from an investor's standpoint, we should think of characteristics. Characteristics such as essential services supporting the community, which I already covered, high barriers to entry, historically stable, predictable cash flows, low demand elasticity. And this is something that is, I think, very much in the fore today, is underlying cash flows linked to inflation. Now, these characteristics, of course, are often part of some of the same assets that we think of when we think of infrastructure. The same airports, roads, wireless towers, perhaps, utilities, pipelines. And if those are what you think are the makings of a long-term sustainable portfolio, then I think infrastructure is a great place to start. Really investing for a lifetime in building wealth.
Your specialty and the part of the market that it's not only what you specialize in, it's part of what makes the fund different, is that you're looking for middle market private infrastructure.
Definitely.
Why middle market instead of the biggest projects? And how does somebody who says, okay, well, I want to go in that direction, but wouldn't the largest, the biggest kinds of projects be the ones that maybe have less risk?
Great question. Great question, Chuck. So in short, ASGI is a fund that is 75% public infrastructure investment. When I say public, I mean investing in public equities, and 25% private infrastructure investment. So the fund as a whole, still the majority of its investment is on public infrastructure. I think what's interesting about infrastructure, maybe more so than other sectors, is that the public versus private differentiation often covers industries as well. You know, on the whole, public infrastructure opportunities are the big stuff you're talking about. And we think our portfolio allocation covers those. We think of when I say the big stuff, I'm talking about major airports or even airport groups, toll road operators that have assets across countries. And the big place on the public side that is very much not available on the private side is of course, utilities and companies related to utilities. All of these are the major public infrastructure assets that we have exposure to. I think what sets us apart at ASGI is we want basically the building blocks of major public infrastructure strategies. That is the middle market. One thing we like about the middle market today is just the ocean of capital that exists on the other side of the middle market, the large cap. These exist, of course, for public companies buying our middle market companies, perhaps, but also exist with this ocean of capital in private equity and private capital that's been raised in the very large cap space. By some measures, this is almost $150 billion of infrastructure dry powder. And what we like to do at ASGI is look for opportunities that have strategies that can be summarized really just in one sentence. You know, Chuck, I know you spend a lot of time chronicling mutual funds and other products that haven't done well. And I think probably a reason for that is their managers don't really understand what their underlying investments are. That's something we want to avoid on the private side. That simple, straightforward infrastructure businesses in the middle market with the goal of our working with management teams to grow them to investment opportunities for this ocean of capital on the larger market side, both in the form of private equity, but also in the form of the same public companies we consider on the public side of our fund. I hope that answered the question, Chuck.
Yeah, it did. But there's another question here that comes to mind almost immediately, which is with private investments representing about 25% of the portfolio, and that being one of the things that truly distinguishes ASGI in terms of how you build a portfolio, and with public infrastructure being subject to all of the slings and arrows that you could face in Washington, and right now that's a place with lots of arrows, if not as many slings, the fact is that you would look at this space and see certain types of risks. So is it ultimately that somebody should be thinking, I want the private equity because it's mitigating risk, because it's adding to my risk, or because it's goosing my returns? Is it one, the other, or both that we're expecting? And how do you expect it to play out this year?
I think it's the third, in that infrastructure as a whole, and this is both large and small opportunities, I think at the same time is kind of an offensive and a defensive strategy. Particularly with something we focus on is this underlying cash flow links to inflation and overall economic growth. On the one hand, that's kind of the heart of the defensive nature of infrastructure investing. But on the middle market side, why we think this is the path to outperformance is essentially, you know, just what I spoke to before, that there is a supply-demand imbalance between looking for larger billion-dollar-plus infrastructure opportunities and those that have it. Just as an example, one of the managers we work with on the co-investment side, a private equity manager, they had two consecutive investments that were sold to a multi-billion dollar private open-ended fund that's managed by a U.S. financial institution. Two in a row. I mean, and I think earlier days that would have been unheard of. But that kind of speaks to the nature of imbalance between kind of the major opportunities, the large cap opportunities on the private side versus the middle market that we focus on. We estimate that this could lead to approximately, let's call it 200 basis points of outsized returns just based on this middle market strategy alone. Of course, we need to choose the right opportunities and the management teams need to execute. And that's what we work on kind of day in and day out to do.
Well, Eric, this has been really interesting. Thanks so much for joining me on The Navigator.
Great. Thanks for having me, Chuck.
You've been listening to The Navigator, which is a joint production of the Active Investment Company Alliance and Money Life with Chuck Jaffe. And yes, that's me. And you can check out my hour-long weekday show at moneylifeshow.com or wherever you go to get good podcasts. To learn more about interval funds, closed-end funds, and business development companies, go to AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. They're on Facebook and LinkedIn at AIC Alliance. Thanks to my guest, Eric Purrington, who's responsible for private market investments for the Aberdeen Standard Global Infrastructure Fund. That's ticker ASGI, and he also manages Aberdeen's four energy and natural resources private funds. You can learn more about the firm at aberdeen.com, which is A-B-R-D-N, A-B-R-D-N.com, and more about ASGI by adding /ASGI to that address. The Navigator Podcast is new every Friday. We hope you'll follow along to make sure you don't miss anything. And we'll see you again next week. And until then, happy investing, everybody.